Hello.
Hi, good evening. My name is Jesse and I'm calling from Opinion Research. And today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Do you have a couple of minutes? Your opinion?
Yeah, of course. Was it liquidation?
No, Opinion Research. And this is just an opinion about your local issues in Nevada. Are you registered to vote in Nevada?
Yeah, I am. What's up? Tell me. Talk to me.
So I'll be asking the questions and then you give me an answer. Okay, that's what the service is.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You ask away, I'll tell you.
Okay, what year were you born?
85,
okay.
Mm-hmm.
And are you of any Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Hispanic,
okay. Mexican-American, Chicano, Puerto Rican, Cuban, Dominican?
Born in Mexico, Mexican.
Mexican, okay. And bear with me here. What is the highest level of school that you've completed? Or the highest degree that you have? PhD?
Correct.
Okay. Wow, congratulations. And no matter how you frequently vote in the elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a positive impact in the issues you care about? Now, please rate the amount of power you feel and vote as from a scale from 0 to 10. 10 meaning that it has a lot of power, and 5 means it's somewhat, and 0 means it has no power at all.
Well, you tell me, as a Trump supporter, where do I stand?
No, how do you feel that your vote will impact?
As a Trump supporter, let's say a 10.
A 10?
All the above.
Yeah, 10, that's fine. Thinking about the direction which the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied?
Unsatisfied.
Is that very or just somewhat?
Very unsatisfied.
Okay. Now, please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 5 means that you don't feel any particularly warm or cold, okay? Joe Biden,
okay.
Do you feel warm or cold?
0.
0? Okay.
0.
J.D. Vance?
0.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
0.
Kamala Harris.
0. Double 0. Negative 0. Triple 0.
I get your drift. What about Senator Jackie Rosen?
We'll give her a 5, yeah.
5? What about Donald Trump?
The 10, 20, 40, 50, 100.
Okay, what about the Democratic
200
Party?
200
possible.
Oh,
what about 0? What about the Republican
0.
Party?
25 plus, 50, 30, 100 plus.
Okay, I know it's still a long ways off, but if the November 2024 elections for president were held today, for whom would you vote for? Kamala Harris, Donald Trump?
Trump all the way, motherfucker. Trump.
I know it's a long ways off, but if the November 2024 elections for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote?
Trump.
But this is for the House of Representatives, the Democratic
Republican.
Candidate, or the Republican.
Whoever it is, the Republican.
Okay. I got you. No worries. Which of the following statements is closer to your opinion, even if neither is perfect? Okay, so I'm going to read you 2 statements. Voting in the upcoming 2024 elections is how I have the power to make changes on the issues that are important to my everyday life, or my personal decisions are whatever impact my everyday life most.
The first one. Go for it.
First one? Okay.
Yeah.
Which of the following statements is closer to your opinion, even if neither is perfect? Our government and political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, or our government and political systems do not work effectively now to
that
provide
one.
Solutions. This one? Okay.
Yeah.
In general, do you feel positive or negative about each of the following? The future of the country, negative or positive?
Oh, that was the question? Negative.
Negative? Okay.
Negative.
Your own future, do you feel positive or negative?
Negative.
Negative, okay. The future of the planet?
Negative.
Positive? Negative? Okay.
Hmm?
Do you expect it to be easier or harder for you to vote in the upcoming 2024 November general elections?
Negative.
Negative? Somewhat harder or much harder?
Difficult. Much harder.
Okay. Thinking about the upcoming elections in 2024, please indicate two best reasons why you might not vote in the upcoming elections. You may select up to two answers, okay? I'm going to read you a list.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have time to vote. It is too difficult for me to vote. I don't know enough about the candidates, or because elections are rigged and my vote won't matter. I don't like any of the candidates, or racist politicians have made it too hard for me to, and my people like me to vote, or because voting doesn't change things that matter to me. Which two of those options? I've read about seven of them.
What would you really choose? Tell me about that.
I'll go down the list and you stop me whenever you like one, okay? I need two.
I think it's like the last two and like the last four.
The last two of them? Okay.
Last two and fourth one.
The last two and the fourth. Okay, I got you. Who is trying to make it harder for people like you to vote in the upcoming elections?
Democrats.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, you're good at this. Below is a list of potential.
Yeah. If I can be always fucking crying, we want this, we want that, but bitch, fucking get your ass up and fucking go work for that shit, bitch. Right? Anywho, so continue.
I hear. So let me continue. Below is a list of potential threats to democracy in America. After each one, please indicate how concerned you are about each item on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means you're very concerned, or 5 means it doesn't make a difference, or 0 means that you're not concerned at all, okay? Now, restructuring the Department of Justice so presidents can prosecute political opponents, including protesters. Is that very concerning or not concerning at all? Or does it matter?
Concerning.
Concerning? Very?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Increasing political violence in response to American elections.
Very concerning.
Very, okay. Arresting and jailing individuals who hand out food and water to voters standing in long lines to vote.
Minimal. Nothing.
Minimal?
Nothing.
Not concerning at all? Okay.
Nothing at all.
Preventing the president from being prosecuted for things they did while acting in official capacity as president.
Minimal.
Okay. Creating a surveillance state to monitoring citizens' everyday life.
Partial.
Partial, okay. Sending voters to jail for minor voting errors or trying to correct...
Send them to jail.
Very concerning.
To jail.
Okay. Giving the president the power to deploy the military against protesters as any demonstrations against the government.
All the way to the top. And, yes.
Having armed vigilance guard polling locations to ensure that only the right types of voters get to vote.
Approved. Yes.
Allowing wealthy individuals, corporations, and special interests to have...
Mm-hmm. The rich. Let the fucking rich rule.
Okay. Going on to the next one, okay? Bear with me. How big of a problem is racial discrimination in your community today? Is it a big problem?
Who is that? No. We don't acknowledge them, period. Therefore, it's nothing. No. Continue.
Do you have any racial discrimination in your community?
Nope. I don't know. I don't
have you or anyone you personally know experienced any racial comments or behavior within the past 2 years?
Nope, because we are American citizens.
Not at all?
Nope, not at all.
Okay. Below are some statements that Democrats have made about Republicans. On a scale from 0 to 10, please indicate how concerned you are about statements.
Wait, nothing at all. Not concerned at all. Next.
All the way down the list?
No, they're liars. Consent.
But let me ask you, if you're not concerned at all, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 statements. Do you want me to put not concerned at all the way down the list?
Yes,
these are,
all for
these are
17
statements.
Questions.
These are statements.
Plus 2, plus 3. No,
these are
Democrats. They fucking fake as fuck. Next,
okay, so,
we're not concerned. Go. No.
So if Democrats made this comment, then we just want to put no concern at all, right?
Correct.
Okay, here's a list of actions that people might take to participate in civil engagements or politics. Which one
They fake. Just go next. Come on.
Let me read you off the options.
I don't have time, nor do you. Next, let's go.
Okay, we're almost done. Let me just read the options.
I say no. You are taking my question. No. I am telling you no. Let's move on.
I just need you to select 2 options. That's it.
None.
So boycotting a company.
The first two. Let's go. Move on.
Okay, so the first two is voting in state local elections,
yep,
such as governor and mayor, and
boycotting the
company.
Next.
Okay. Now, no matter how frequently you voted in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a positive impact in issues
you care about? None at all.
Okay. One last time, in the November 2024 election for president, if they were held today, for whom would you vote for? Donald Trump, Kamala Harris?
Trump, by the way.
Okay.
Trump.
In politics today, do you consider yourself Republican or Democrat?
Republican. America.
Do you consider yourself a strong Republican?
Strong. I will bleed red all the way, any hoozy, anywhere, anyway.
Okay.
Red all the way. I will get my ear shot for the Republican Party, okay?
I hear you. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, or somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
So I said conservative to the max.
Okay, very
good. I will stand.
Are you, or have
man.
You ever been a member of a union work, of a union?
Nope.
Never? Okay.
Nope.
Do you currently own or rent a house, live with family
I
members?
I own
friends?
7 homes.
Homeowner?
I own
okay.
7 homes.
Other
7 homes,
you,
I rent 5 of them.
Were you born in the United States or in another country?
Yes, I was.
U.S.?
America all the way.
Okay.
Nevada.
Were your parents born outside of the United States?
Nope, in the U.S. as well, too. America.
Both parents born in the United States. Okay. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president? Did you vote for Biden?
Yes,
Donald
the
Trump?
Fuck I did. Trump it is. Trump.
Which
yes.
of the following best describes your current employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporarily laid off, unemployment, retired, permanently disabled?
Full-time, all the way. Any who leave? All the way.
Okay, how much do you make a year?
100 plus 250 plus.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
This concludes our survey. Thank you very much. You've done a great job, and you enjoy the rest of your evening. Okay, be easy.
Thank you. You as well. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.